Stop the hacks. Stop the attacks. Stop the attacks and start taking your IT career to the next level. The Masters in Cybersecurity from Stevenson University Online can keep you one step ahead of the criminals and one step ahead of career advancement. Complete your online degree in as little as 18 months with convenient and affordable classes. Stevenson University Online, your partner for professional success. Visit stevenson.edu/cyberwar.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yo, what's up? Yes. Happy Friday to everybody. This is the AJ Hackcast, and I am AJ. Why is it a Hackcast, do you ask? It's because it hasn't been a full week before I drop the podcast. This is me just fine-tuning, having a little bit of fun. I try to keep it light, but there are some stories out there that I have to speak on. I hope everybody is well. I'm recording this at 11:34 p.m. Eastern Time, East Coast, baby. Jersey. Yeah. Yo. And my day was awesome. Like, I can't complain about, I never, you know, they say anytime you wake up above ground is a blessing. So, like, I had that, and on top of that was just like, you know, just a one or two things fall in place. You know, what it is, it's like we get frustrated when everything doesn't go our way all at one time. I'm one of those people. Yeah. But, what I've been practicing is, baby steps. It might sound stupid, but baby steps. You know what I mean? You put a piece here together, you put a piece there, things fall into place as long as you just keep in motion. You know what I mean? Just keep in motion and things fall into place. And it's looking like things are kind of, sort of. I don't want to jinx it. Hold up. Let me take a shot. Hold on. Where my shot at? Salud. Oh, that's a man's drink there. But, this is what I don't like. This is what I really don't like. 1A is people who wear excessive amounts of cologne or perfume. Please. Good cologne or perfume is supposed to make people want to get closer to you. Like, they want to smell. Like, they want to know. When you overdo it, People just can't wait. I don't care what the hell you got. I mean, like, I don't care how good it smells. Too much is too much. Coming home, I'm getting off work, I get in the elevator, and the whole shit smells like, I don't know, Egyptian musk. It smells like blue magic. It smells like fucking Miyake, Issey Miyake. I don't know what the hell that shit smelled like, but that shit was so strong that after I even got out of the elevator and got into my apartment, I could still taste it in the back of my throat. What the fuck is that all about? We want you to smell good. It was a man's, it was a man. I would know a woman's, like, perfume, but it was a man's, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, yo, that is offensive. In most jobs, they would pull you in the office as if you really stink. Yeah, you get the same treatment for wearing too much cologne or perfume as you do for having body odor. Moderation, baby. Moderation. Especially if you got anything good, then you wouldn't have to spray the whole fucking bottle just to go out to fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. Jesus Christ. That's 1A, right? And that's just courtesy, because society wants you to smell good. As civilized human beings, we want you to smell good. Know what I mean? But too much is too much. Then it's the guy or the girl that puts the cologne or the oils and on their hands. Like, you don't rub that shit on your hands. Now you shake my hand. Now everything I touch, fucking, I go to eat, it tastes like fucking, like, it tastes like biscotti. It tastes like fucking, like, come on. When I used to smoke, I don't smoke no more. Yeah. Quit a long time ago. But when I used to smoke, I used to hate that. Like, what did you put on your hands, bruh? Nah, man, like, what you put, Blue Nile? What is that? Why does this weed taste like Blue Nile? Yo, like, for real. Like, yo, why you rub this in the proper way? This is etiquette. The proper way to apply oils or cologne is to, on your wrist, and rub around like in just a little, just a spray. Know what I mean? Don't kill the bottle. Know what I mean? Don't kill imposter's Calvin Klein all in one shot. Know what I mean? Like, yo, just a little spray, one or two, boom, rub it on your wrist, get it on your neck, know what I mean? You might like whatever's left, you might want to like get it on your shirt or whatever, just a little bit, and then you're done. Or you can spray and walk into the mist, right? That's it. You're rubbing it on your hands like it's fucking lotion, and then you're about to go eat fucking finger food. You're eating fucking finger food. Know what I mean? You're going to feed her clams, and it's going to taste like white diamonds. I don't know, but then it's going to taste like Ralph Lauren. And you're going to finger feed her, thinking it's romantic, and she's going to go home and gag, and you'll never get a call for a second date ever again because you tried to poison her. Or it's just you're sitting in a booth together, and the waitress comes over, and she wrinkles her nose immediately just off a reflex because because you're wearing goddamn Burberry and Blue Nile. You're killing the whole goddamn restaurant, baby. I mean, oh my God, yo, that shit was so strong. Right. I got some stories for y'all. I mean, like, I got a few, yeah. I hand pick up every night because I just look at what's interesting and what's different. And I just like the podcast, I like to like do stories that just haven't been done to death already. Like, I mean, and also I try my best to keep a light for the half cast because it's late at night and I don't know. You might be resting. You might be listening to this to like try to fall asleep or something. I don't fucking know. I mean, but don't fall asleep during the podcast though. Don't fucking do that though. That's really disrespectful. That would be disrespectful. All right. Let's see what we got here. Yo, yeah. I was talking about this last night. Is that the Pentagon coming? And this is fucking hilarious. I'm having a ball with this. Pentagon confirms authenticity of new unidentified aerial phenomenon. They're talking about the fucking UFOs, and me personally, I think that. They're giving you all the fucking Kool-Aid. They're not fooling me. I mean, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. I mean, is that because they were probably, my take on it is that they were testing something new and top secret and somebody fucked up and a lot of people seen it and they're getting calls into authorities and everybody's like, cause first it was the Navy. It was like, it's a fucking UFO. Yeah, it's an alien. Fuck it. It's an alien. Yeah. So now it's the Pentagon is back in the Navy on this shit. Like, yo, just tell these dumb motherfuckers that it's a UFO. It's an alien spaceship. I mean, and we can park this shit back at Area 51 and finish doing a tune-up on this motherfucker. what they think is aliens? Yeah, tell them it's fucking aliens. Yeah, it's fucking aliens. Yeah, it's aliens. I mean, throw these motherfuckers off the scent real quick. They're just working on technology that, and they've been doing this for years. These countries, let's just say America. These countries have technology. They're showing you shit now, but the shit that they really got are like 10 years ahead of what they're showing you right now. Know what I mean? They're not tipping their whole hand to you or anybody else because they're secretly in competition with the world. Like, yeah. I mean, so you'll never know. Like, nah, man, like 10 years from now, they'll roll out some shit that's been like fucking like that's old. This shit is fucking old to them. Like, whatever they're showing you right now is old. They've been working on it for years. And no, yeah, it's fucking aliens. It's fucking aliens. Oh shit, I'll take a shot for that one. Shout out to the Martians. Fuck that. Yeah. Just stopping through. Know what I mean? Just stopping through to say hi to the homies. Shout out to the fucking Martians. Salute. The Greys, or whatever the fuck that shit is, or whatever the fuck they be saying that shit is. And once again, I can't say that I've never seen an alien. I've never seen a UFO. I can't say, a UFO is exactly what it is, an unidentified flying object. It does not mean that it's a fucking spacecraft from fucking Venus or whatever. It doesn't mean that. It just means it's unidentified. I mean, so I have yet to see an alien. You know, I will believe somebody that said they seen an unidentified flying object. I will believe them before I will believe somebody that said they seen an actual alien. Yeah, I will cut that conversation real short. Either I will cut the conversation real short, or I will make it awkward and make it real long and just ask some mad motherfucking questions. I would probably just ask them, what did it smell like? I mean, did it have on cologne? Did the spacesuit smell like Issey Miyake? I mean, ew, oh my God, I'm having a ball with this one. Oh God, Pentagon confirms authenticity of new unidentified aerial phenomenon. Come on, man. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. These motherfuckers got some shit. They got some shit that could probably fucking blow something up from halfway across the motherfucking world. And, like, from space. I don't know. What the fuck? They're always working on shit like that. Like, they're always, like, go check them. And they don't hide it. They don't hide it from you either. You could check out, like Raytheon. This was years ago. That they were working on an Iron Man suit, and you can actually see somebody like picking up heavy shit with an exoskeleton. That was years ago. I mean, years and years. So now, that technology might be ready to be deployed in the field. They're just ready to break it out. This is, and I'm getting off topic here. This is what it is with the military. They don't want anything that can keep soldiers fighting longer and healing faster and taking less damage. They want that. So an exoskeleton that can carry 100 more pounds of gear than a regular soldier, they want that. I mean, think about this. Okay, peep game. When we say, like, zombies, like, yeah, hear me out. This is the Habcast. Yeah, hear me out. When we say zombies, I mean, you think people are like the undead, like people coming back from the dead. But if you look at it from a military standpoint, then any experiment, like, okay, take Captain America, the super soldier serum, that made him into a soldier that can fight longer and heal faster. You think the military isn't working on something like that? Like, he's a good example. A horrible example is the T9 virus from Resident Evil, because they were trying to do the same thing. They just couldn't get it. They just couldn't quite get it right. I mean, that's what creates fucking zombies. I mean, like, yeah, like, shit like that. Things that, it works, but it doesn't quite work enough. I mean, but, yeah, that whole shit is fucking hilarious. Next story. Yes. I'm so glad it's Friday. I'm so glad as well. It's almost Saturday now. Yeah, this is another one. Prince Philip was apparently super fascinated by aliens and UFOs, because for him to be that goddamn old, to look like that, that has to be alien technology. If I haven't seen an alien myself in person, then I will believe that aliens were propping him up. They had the technology to keep him alive for what? His 1,000 years on this planet. And I'm pretty sure if you live long enough, you get a chance to see everything. And if anybody has seen everything, it was his old ass. Jesus Christ. I don't know how royalty works, but I would hate to be like an 80-year-old prince, a 70, a 80, a 90, a 60, a whatever old prince. Why am I still a prince? It sounds like a childish type of, it just sounds so childish. Man, I'm like, yo, man, like, yo, by 40, I don't know, by like 40, 50, if I'm not a king, then fuck this shit. Man, I'll flip all this shit over. You and your fucking aliens and UFOs. Said he was fascinated. A lifetime spent testing the limits of the British people's unwillingness to wield a guillotine. Out in front of Buckingham Palace, Prince Philip died last week. He is survived by his wife, cousin, Jesus Christ. It says wife / cousin. Right. Yeah, I read that right. I can read. A still somehow alleged criminal son and a personal, this is inbreeding. This just reeks of inbreeding. And I did not want this to take this road. But, and a personal legacy of racism, smug, imperial self-satisfaction. Oh, they're really laying into it. Who wrote this shit? AV Club. God damn, they're letting them have it. Even in the grave. And the occasional fun story of doing things like sending one of his servants to interview an extraterrestrial. What the fuck? What? No. Okay. I'm done. Yeah. The silliness can only go so far. Did you know the man was fucking like a million? He probably thought one of the maids was an extraterrestrial. Oh my God, yo. Like, yo, this shit is fucking hilarious. What the fuck is wrong with these people? And these are the people that sit I don't know. They're fucking royalty. How are they fucking royalty? Like, if he's royalty, then why am I not fucking royalty? I mean, if he qualifies, why don't I? Jesus Christ. God damn. I guess you gotta be the right complexion for the connection. Yo, this and this story right here, FDNY, overloaded power strip sparked apartment building fire in Queens that displaced about 90 families, and that is fucked up. Like, yeah, I can't say that's not fucked up, but we all remember how many things we had plugged into that one motherfucking extension cord. Yo, that's what it made me remember. I feel bad for the families. I really do. Now, man, like, yo, it's a fucked up time to be fucked. I don't know. It's just a fucked up time. It's always a fucked up time to be displaced and lose your home and everything like this. But now when we're trying to like figure out what path the country is going to take as far as helping people, because more people need help than they did, say, like 5-6 years ago. Know what I mean? Like, and it's legitimate help. Know what I mean? Not just like like handout help. No, people really are fucked up out here. I mean, like, so yeah, it's fucked up to like hear about that. But how many things did your parents plug into that one extension cord? I mean, or how many times did they tell you to unplug something out the extension cord so they could plug something in? That shit is fucking wild. That shit took me back. I mean, that shit really took me back. Yo, I have a shout for that. No back shit, baby. But as a safety precaution, please don't overload the it, just because it has 8 sockets don't mean you have to plug 8 things into it. Just don't do that. Salute. And never forget that cologne is flammable. So if your bitch ass goes to plug in something and it sparks because you had on a ton of cologne, you could go up like a fucking Christmas tree. You'll be the burning bush in the middle of the fucking apartment. So cut that shit the fuck out. Moving on. Delete this, right? And what do we have here? I like this article. It says Shondaland. I don't know what platform that is. I don't know, but the things we burn and why we burn them. It says light is the premise that there will always be an end to darkness. No matter what we burn, candles, plants, lights, incense, an old diary, pardon me, the act of lighting a fire provides much needed control in an increasingly out of control world. With just the strike of a match, light can be restored. What I do that I learned from my mother and my grandmother is that because when my mother and my grandmother, when they used to straighten their hair, the hair that would come out, they would put it in an ashtray and they would burn it. Why do you burn your hair, grandma or ma? I mean, I call my mother and my grandmother ma. I mean, like, why do you burn it? It's because, like, they say, like, if, some people believe that if somebody gets a hold of your hair, they can put a hex on you. Some people believe that, it's something that, like, if a bird gets it and makes a nest with their hair, it can drive you crazy. Now, I mean, it's superstitions. Now, I mean, but it makes sense. Like, it does. It made sense to me even at a young age. I mean, The Sopranos, where Tony was in Italy, and the servant, the maid or whatever, was clipping the girl's toenails, and she was like, "Give me all of them." She kept all of them because why? Because they was like, if somebody gets a hold of them, then they could try to put a hex or a curse on you. I mean, and I don't know where that is rooted. I guess it's just rooted in our DNA from being passed down from years and generations and years and years and years and stuff like that. It's just rooted in it. And for some reason, it just fucking resonates with me. I refuse to call bullshit on it. I'm sorry, I do. I would call bullshit on UFOs before I call bullshit on having somebody get a hold of your hair or your nails. Like, yeah. So I don't know. It's just weird. Hey, it's me, baby. I mean, I like that story. I think I might post it on my Twitter page when I finish the podcast, like, or the half cast. Well, listen, whatever it is. I went to the doctor today, and this shit was funny as hell. Because I don't care about diverging a little of my person. I told y'all already that whatever I had, I ate, and my chest closed up, so I went for like a follow-up, and they gave me, they just gave me a couple more, like a little bit more medicine and stuff like that, and I asked the doctor, I was like, yo, can you give me something, like my throat is still, like it's kind of like it's still kind of fucked up. Like, yeah, my throat is still hoarse. I mean, it's getting better, but it's still hoarse. Like, can you prescribe me something that'll like help this? And it's like, nah, just eat a lozenge. And I was like, oh, so y'all only deal hard drugs, huh? Don't y'all? And they started laughing. Y'all only sell the hard stuff. I mean. They started laughing. I was like, yeah, you're crazy. But then it's just like, just give it time. I mean, it's like, just give it time. So, and I sound better. I don't always sound better because I'm during the day, I'm screaming at motherfuckers. I mean, but, yeah, I do. I think I sound better at least. I had to edit last night because I didn't like the sound quality. I had to turn that shit up. For you, I mean, I'd rather turn the shit up and you can hear it and let you make the choice whether you want to turn the shit down or not. Yeah. Okay. I'm calm now. Next story. Let's delete this. This shit is fucked up. Yo, this shit is fucked up. 8 FedEx employees killed in shooting at Indianapolis facility. The suspect is also dead. Yo, and then it turns out that it was just a young boy, 19 years old. He worked there. I guess he got fired. Know what I mean? And came back and lit that shit the fuck up. Know what I mean? Like, yo, god damn. Like, 8 people were killed after a gunman opened fire at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis late Thursday before killing himself. Man, and what I have to say to you young people that work at FedEx is that there is life beyond FedEx. And yo, and it's fucked up the people that got killed. But it was something in the article also about that the mom said that in March 2020, the suspect's mother contacted law enforcement to report he might try to attempt suicide by cop. It's a razor's edge, because if somebody puts out a warning like that, and then, like, what can you do until they actually do something? I mean, like, what can you, that's my question. What can you do? Like, do you have to wait until he does something like this until you realize, oh, well, he wasn't bullshit? I mean, like, God, like, you know, like, yeah, well, to you young kids out there that's working for FedEx, it's not the end of the world. Trust me. There's always UPS. there's a couple. I work for a trucking company, and there are a few out there that, I work for a trucking company very similar to FedEx And every day I want to do what this kid did. But you know what? I don't. I come home, I have a drink, and I get on here and I bitch to you guys. See, there's ways to vent. Therapy, baby. Therapy. It's not funny. I mean, like, I'm making light of it, but it's really not funny. It's fucked up. Suicide by cop is the phrase that's been thrown around. Shotgun seized at his residence. I'm not going to say his name. It's like, said it wasn't racially motivated. He was 19 years old. I'm not going to say his name, even though he's grown. I'm not going to say his name. Fuck that. He doesn't, Jesus, man. Like, yo, if you ever feel like that behind losing your job, or if you ever just feel like that, period, get help. Get help. If you don't know how to get help, get to somebody that will help you get help. Reach out. Reach out. Nobody wants to hear these type of stories. Nobody. Like, even if somebody doesn't really even know you like that. Like, even if somebody just like, yeah, just get help. Like, it's not always easy to open up about a weakness or open up about something that's harming you or hurting you or something that's mentally like struggling, something that's weighing heavy on your heart. I mean, but the best thing for you to do is to just brave it, be tough, and take that first step towards asking for help. And if you reach out to the right people and build the right connections and network, you will at least have somebody to call, somebody to talk to when you're feeling like you're about to do something like this, or if you're feeling like you're about to off yourself. I mean, wow. That is like, that was one for the, let's delete that. Next one. Because, yo, this guy weirds me the fuck out. Yo, this is, Guardian. And, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's new free speech network won't let you use the Lord's name in vain. Yo, hey, yo, Mike Lindell is the guy from the My Pillow that looks like once you buy one of his pillows, every night you're going to wake up and he's going to be looking you dead in the face with that weird smile and those crazy ass eyes asking you, how's the pillow? How did you sleep? Yeah, you're sleeping good, right? I mean, like, yeah. Yo, he just gives me the fucking creeps. I'm a grown ass man. He gives me the creeps. He looked mypillow.com. Yo, he gives me the goddamn creeps. He just looks like whoever buys one of those beds or whoever buys one of those pillows, he's just gonna wake up by you bedside with a cold glass of water in the middle of the night. He's just goddamn creepy. And I don't know what the hell, the man best known for his internet pillow company, MyPillow, as well as for his fierce allegiance to Donald Trump. Why am I not surprised? Is set to launch a new free speech platform this week that he thinks will put YouTube and Twitter out of business. But it turns out it will limit what users can say, stopping them from, among other things, taking the Lord's name in vain. Jesus Christ, I just took the Lord's name in vain just for that. But that's an oxymoron. What's free speech if you can't say what you want to say? I'm saying what I want to say right now. I mean, like if I can't say what I want to say, see, it's a difference between if you're on any platform, it's a difference between saying It's a difference between free speech and being responsible for what you say and how you say it. It's kind of hard to, in my head, I understand it, but it's hard to translate. Like really, you should be able to say whatever you want, but morally, you should be more responsible to know that you can say whatever you want, but you should be mature enough to know what not to say and like what is like unacceptable at times. Because like in like things like comedy, jokes and shit like that, like it's just jokes. Come on. But if you're getting on a platform, a serious platform, and you're talking about like certain like sensitive topics, like this is how a lot of news reporters lose their jobs because they're and which they shouldn't, which I believe they really shouldn't. Because as a journalist, you give your fucking opinion, and your opinion is your opinion. A good journalist gives his opinion in a non-disrespectful manner. But for you to open up a platform that says free speech, but you can't say, God damn it, you son of a flea-bitten bitch, like you... takes all the fun out of it. You said you're gonna stop Twitter, where you can put coochie on Twitter. How you gonna put Twitter out of business when you can't even say Jesus Christ? Like, you know what I mean? You can't even say the Lord's name. Man. Oh God, I'm looking at the picture. You know, he is creepy, man. He looks like a goddamn mortician that just wants to fluff your pillows. Yo, I can't. I gotta take a shot, bro. God damn, he just got those crazy. He's gonna run for office. Watch, I believe this. Oh my God, he's gonna run for office. He's positioning himself. The pillow president. Jesus Christ. Too far right. He's too far right. I have been trying to learn because everybody be like, what's the left? Yeah, you're the left. You're the left. You're the right. You're the right. And please correct me if I got it, if I finally got it, is that if you're too far right, then there's no space. Okay. If you're too far right, then that means that you're already dialed up. That means that you can't, like, there's no room. Like, there's no room for, like, any type of, like, it means you're not backing down away from whatever you believe in to be right, morally, politically, or whatever. You're too far right. And if you're too far left, then that means you're just way too loose with whatever your ideology is. It's liberal. You're way too liberal. Like, yeah, like, I guess that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll read into it when I'm not playing Magic the Gathering, when I just, right before I started the podcast, whoop somebody's ass. Yeah. See me on Magic the Gathering Arena. Rise and shine. Yeah. Get that ass beat. Yeah, that guy looks fucking creepy. What else he say? You don't get to, oh God. You don't get to use the four swear words. The C word, what is the C word? The N word. What is the N word? The F word, or God's name in vain. Or God's name in vain. Lindell explained in a video on the Frank Landing page. In an attempt to differentiate itself from other anything goes conservative leaning social networking platforms, Lindell, a Christian, has laid out the type of speech he uses will not be able to freely use include profanity, sexual content, and blasphemous language. I swear to God, nobody's gonna be on his page. Because even the most hardcore Christians hit Twitter just to take a break from these type of people. Like, yo, they got it. You get, oh my God, yo, this is, I think that is the definition of being right, too far right. I mean, I think that's what it is. Like, I don't know, but I mean, but what else? Because this guy is a goddamn gold mine of bullshit. Lindell, the let us say, the Lindell, oh, this is so good. Whoever wrote this shit needs a goddamn Pulitzer. Lindell, the let us say, creatively minded political theorist. The guy makes fucking pillows. Guy makes fucking pillows and bedspreads. Political theorist who was banned from Twitter. He got mad. Yeah. You don't want me to play in your sandbox. I'm going to build my own. Earlier this year, for his persistent lies about how Trump actually won the 2020 election. Met with the former president in January, apparently urging him to consider martial law. This is the pillow guy. He wants you to be in a house so you can be on your fucking pillows. To defend that claim, oh my God, this is enough. That fucking picture is fucking creepy. God, yo, I'm gonna fucking copy this image. And I'm putting this shit on my Twitter page right now, yo. Like, yo, that motherfucker is a goddamn, yo, he really looks like he just gonna wake you up in the middle of the night to rotate your fucking pillow. Like, yo. Oh my God, yo. I'm tweeting this shit out right now, yo. There we go. I mean, like, yo, this is fucking crazy. All right. That's enough about the pillow guy. The pillow political theorist. Yo, can you see him in any debate where he fucking wins and they don't just like, oh no. They're gonna throw that pillow shit at him all fucking day. Eat him alive in a debate. Okay. Moving on. Okay. Miami area woman. This is the Miami Herald. Miami area woman held by feds after making videos threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris. What has that lady done to you? God damn. She ain't even get a chance to get to work yet. Y'all already trying to kill her. No, I mean, this shit is fucking, yo, this is a wild story. And if you from Miami, I'm pretty sure you've heard it. So I don't know, like, a long time, this is so fucking nuts. All right. A long time nurse at Jackson Memorial Hospital has been charged in Miami federal court with making threats to kill Vice President Kamala Harris. Anything threatening the president's life will get you locked the fuck up. Anything dealing with, like, yeah, the president or the vice president, I mean, it's so, what we don't understand is that it's so much about continuity of government that they will do stuff like this. Like, in any event, if anything happens to the president or the vice president or anybody, like, they always have a contingency plan in line to have somebody step up and take leadership. I don't care if that asteroid that passed the moon, that passed between us the other day, I mean, it doesn't matter that, yo, they have a contingency plan in order to always have somebody to take leadership. And when you threaten to kill the vice president, they take that shit serious. Like, yo, I'm not playing with you, but this is also what she did. Federal court making threats to kill Vice President Kamala Harris, which she recorded in a series of videos she sent to her husband in prison. I hope you don't know how the jail and the prison system, how the prison system goes. But anything going in or out, any type of thing going in or out, they look at everything. Like, they look at all that shit. So I don't know why she want to send it. Why would you send somebody that? Like federal authorities say the threats from Nevian Petit Phelps. Jesus. What? Nevian Petit Phelps. What? A 39-year-old mother of three who lives in Miami Gardens were serious enough that she practiced at a gun range and applied for a concealed weapons permit, which raises flags already. Once you apply for that, they're looking into what the fuck you're doing. I mean, yo, you get a gun, I think that's Homeland Security applying for a gun, and so they're gonna fucking flip and bounce you. It might take, like, even if you're clean, it takes like a year for you to get a concealed weapons, because it's like Homeland Security. They are gonna put you through a strainer. They're gonna put you through a filter. They're gonna want to know if you spit gum on a sidewalk. They're gonna want to know everything. And she goes ahead and records a video. And she goes ahead and sends a message to somebody in prison about killing the vice president. Very smart move. That was some Florida shit. In the five videos, according to a Secret Service complaint, Phelps expressed rage over the victory of President Joe Biden and Harris. But political anger wasn't the only motivation. Phelps, who is black, also threatened to kill Harris in the videos because she believes the vice president isn't actually black. Who cares? Who cares? If she gets in this office, if she gets as a vice president, if she makes things actually better for people, then that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if she's a Democrat, Republican, left, right, liberal, moderate, conservative. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. That's what fucking kills me about fucking politics. That's what makes me want to turn the shit the fuck off. I mean, if it fucking works, if it helps people, if it makes shit better, then it doesn't fucking matter. I mean, she isn't actually black. She ain't a real black woman. That sounds like something a black woman would say about a black woman. Look at her straight hair and look at that long, skinny nose. She ain't black. I mean, like, yeah, she's a house nigga. I mean, oh God. it's just, if she's doing a good job, just give her a chance to see if she does a good job to help people, that's all that matters. Who cares if she's black or white or Spanish or like Andrew Yang was talking about giving people like money and shit like that. Like, who cares? If it works, then it fucking works. Man, like, but according to the complaint by a Secret Service agent who spoke with her before her arrest this month, Harris, the first woman to hold the second highest office in the U.S. is black, of South Asian and Jamaican descent. So shit, she might be more black than you, Phelps, which I believe Phelps might have Caribbean descent. Anyway, I mean, which I don't know. I mean, Phelps was detained Thursday by a Miami federal magistrate judge after she was arrested on a charge of making threats against the vice president, dummy. Oh, shit. I mean, like, yo, Phelps got caught because she sent a series of threatening videos along with two photographs to her husband, Joseph, who was locked up in state prison after being convicted of a 1996 armed robbery and murder of a grocery store owner. You are in no position, ma'am. Ma'am. To talk about an upstanding woman who is holding the second highest position in the United States when your husband is locked up for robbing a goddamn Walgreens or I don't know, a Super Fresh, whatever the fuck that shit was. And I knocked my motherfucking bottle over, so I gotta take a shot for this. I'm coming. Right, hold up, man. Shit. Who cares? Man, like, what are you mad for? Yo, if Trump would have gotten in office and actually made things better, and I'm pretty sure, and yo, you can hate me if you want, but there's probably some things that no president, I don't think any president actually does 100% horrible. I mean, they might be highly unpopular, but they might sign off on some shit that low-key that you don't know to actually help people. I mean, like, yeah, like, that's how I feel. I mean, every president is not loved by the people. I mean, whatever president gets in office, half the people gonna like him, half the people gonna hate him. I mean, but behind closed doors, and he knows that. A president knows that going in. I mean, he knows that he's gonna piss a lot of people off. But what a president would do is everything that he signs off on, he's not gonna tell you, but the president probably signed off a lot of stuff. Any president from any generation probably signed off on a lot of stuff that helped a lot of people that didn't even know that he signed off on that ended up helping them in the first place. Man, that's just my look on it. That's just my take on it. If you feel different, reach out. I'm open. It's open for discussion. I don't care. That bitch was stupid. Would Mike Lindell block me for saying that? Oh my god, that guy fucking gives me the fucking creeps. What the fuck? You need a cold pillow? Wake you up. Yo, he just looks like he's waiting. He just looks like he's just sitting, he's just waiting for you to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I don't know what the fuck. He's just that pale pallbearer. He looks like the guy that used to carry the Undertaker's urn in WWF or WWE wrestling. He just looks like a skinnier version of fucking pallbearer. I mean, just Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man? I mean, that's why he wants you to sleep. Sleep is the cousin of death. Nah, son. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, that's why he wants to give you a pillow. I mean, yo. All right, delete this. Last one. I mean, this is very impressive. I mean, like, yo, CNN. Yes. Woman gets pregnant with second child while already pregnant. Wouldn't you be pissed? Ladies, if you found out that some shit like this happened, would you be motherfucking mad? Like, would you tell your man, don't you ever fucking touch me again with your devil seed? With your devil seed at first, baby Noah was all along going beautifully. I want to say, I don't know what the hell. I think they made a typo. Was growing in his mother's womb. Noah, first close-ups taken by ultrasound 7 and 10 weeks into the pregnancy, showed the mom, Rebecca, and the dad, the baby's wrist weaver, the baby, 43-year-old dad wrist weaver, the baby they had tried for more than a year to conceive. Oh, they were trying to have a baby. Oh, he must have gummed her up pretty good. Just hit her with straight spackle. Like, yeah. Then at 3 months into the pregnancy, Noah suddenly had company. An ultrasound taken at week 12 showed that Noah had an unexpected little sister, a fraternal twin, Rosalie. I think that's cool. I think it's cool. I mean, but he must have laid straight some mint into that. I mean, that the uterus had to think twice. The uterus had the whole court on whether it should have a second one or not. I mean, because he just laid straight putty in there. Like, I mean, shot her up with thick grits. I mean, gave her that old oatmeal. Goodness gracious. I got pregnant whilst I was already pregnant, which was absolutely crazy because that's not supposed to happen. It's called a superfetation. Getting pregnant while already carrying a baby is so rare that one 2008 study found fewer than 10 recorded cases in the world. Wow. I mean, I guess it's a blessing. I guess it's, if you want to look at it as a blessing, then, yeah. Then, yeah, after trying so hard to have a baby, yeah. I mean, hey, fuck, congratulations. Shit. I mean, either that or, poor Rebecca is like, you're not touching me ever a fucking again. Now, I mean, what the fuck is he? You're not touching me. Like, keep your hands off me. Like, no, never again. Like, no. I mean, that was a good story. I like that. It was a good way for me to end this off on a positive note. I love you guys. I mean, let's see here. That is an hour in 2 minutes of me just straight. I don't know what the fuck. Like, yeah, that was an hour. Hey, let it hit 3. I'll take another fucking shot. Fuck that. I mean, but, yo, thank y'all for tuning in. I mean, if you fucks with the half-cast, if you fucks with the podcast, I mean, Rise and Shine, you can hit me on Twitter. I mean, RYEZNSHYNE. Yes. Snap that shit off the top of my head because I'm a goddamn animal. You understand me? I mean, you see me on Twitter. Listen to the podcast on Spotify. I don't think I have too many listeners listening on Anchor. Anchor goes to Spotify. But, so after I drop the episode, maybe after like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I'm about to drop. After I edit, after I, make sure the sound is right and shit. So after, check it on Spotify. It's the AJ Podcast. Subscribe, whatever. TacoMeat05 on Instagram, Avery Johnson on Facebook. I fucks with y'all. Stop rubbing that shit on your fucking hands and shaking people's hands. Stop spraying that shit all over your fucking body. Don't ever buy a pillow from fucking Mike Lindell because he'll show up at your fucking house at midnight and look dead in your face and ask you if you're comfortable. This is episode, 10? Yeah. I'll holla at y'all, man. Peace.
Stevenson University Online is a leader in forensic education for law enforcement, legal, and cyber investigations. If you are preparing for career advancement or career change, investigate our online master's programs in forensic science, CSI, forensic accounting, forensic investigations, and cybersecurity and digital forensics. New online sessions start every 8 weeks. No application fee or GRE required. Visit stevenson.edu/online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.